This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Many of us, right now, we have reached an age where we desperately want to start investing, you know, for our children. And when you see a property stock full that says you can invest, you know, from 1,000 rand a month with a group of 10,000 people, other people, every quarter you buy property and lease it, you know, lease it out, blah, 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 blah. People fall in without sometimes understanding what is going on. And unfortunately, it doesn't always go as planned. Philip Schoeman is here for that.
Plot twist. Listen, when you had an idea and then things do not happen the way that you thought. Anyway, we're joined by broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schoeman, on the not on the line. We had you on the line last week. You're in studio this morning. How are you doing, Philip?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, maybe let's start by looking at the difference between property stock fells and property investments, where, you know, when does it, one does it maybe through the bank, for example?
So I think there's actually three differentiators.
Okay.
So the stock fell, meaning you would buy property cash. Then the bank investment, meaning you would buy it yourself using bank finance.
Okay.
But the banks have actually started putting together instruments for you to use. Up to 12 people can then buy a property investment together, thereby sharing risk. You know, and this is also not just for the less affluent members. It's also for more affluent members. I personally have considered buying, you know, commercial properties with a syndicate of, you know, trusted individuals that can bring something to the table, like an accountant, you know, an attorney, myself. You know, I will identify the property. The accountant could play the role of managing it properly. The attorney can bring legal advice. And then you can just have some, you know, moneyed investors as well.
Yeah.
The idea behind this, I think, and the reason I considered it is because you could acquire property much quicker, whereas I could probably buy one every 2-3 years and lease it out.
Okay.
As part of this syndication, I could buy one, like you said, every quarter. Thereby, and this is the benefit that most people miss, is that by securing it now, instead of buying one every 3 years, I could buy essentially 12 properties in 3 to 4 years. And now I've secured the lower price, and now I'm part of the equity growth of that property as well. So after 5 to 8 years, you'll break even from your rental income, and now it starts making sense. The problem that we have with most stock fells are that the constitution is not clearly defined. People have different goals. Most people want to exit after year one, or now the daughter's getting married, now you need your money back. This was not the idea. that's what becomes tedious, and most stock fells don't clearly define their exit protocols. How are you going to exit this scheme if you are done, or you want, or your daughter's getting married, or whatever, you need your money back, you want to sell? The idea with a stock fell, if you do it this way, it's purely long term, and you need to agree that, and basically once you've bought it, you never plan on selling it. You want to grow this entity, and I think this is where it comes in, that you need to have clearly defined constitution, the goals, the planning, who contributes what, when, and exit strategies. If you want to exit, and let's say you want a new member to join, how's that going to work?
Yeah, you know, Philip, for me, I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'm not the only one who needs clarity on this. You can help us on this. When we talk about a property stock fell, and there's like what the amount that Mr. Jones mentioned, like 1,000 rand, there's like 10,000 members. Ideally, what is supposed to happen? We are contributing, and then what?
So you well, if you have 10,000 members contributing 1,000 rand, that's $1 million a month. You could essentially buy a property every month.
And the property is registered. Like then you, who does it belong to?
You would establish a company. And or a trust, or a, I would prefer actually a CC for this vessel, because now you can have different share or different, depending on how much you've invested, your shares are allocated towards you.
Okay.
Same thing with a company. Trusts are highly taxed, so I wouldn't do it in a trust. It's safe, but you know, any profit you do make is going to be taxed at like 45%, whereas in a company it's 27%. I prefer that much rather. But now you can, now you've just got to clearly define if let's say we've been running for 5 years, mm-hmm. and me and you, Mr. Jones, we've all invested, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And now she wants to join.
Mm. Yeah, then what does the constitution
we've
say?
All contributed like a ball already.
Yeah.
You just joined. How does this work? You can't have an equal share
sure.
with mm-hmm. me. Mm. And now let's say you want to exit. That kind of leaves us, but now we need a new investor because we could buy property on a regular basis, but now we can't because we lost you.
Mm.
You know,
but is it not possible though to actually have like a binding agreement though?
Yes, but now you know that binding agreement, and you should have that in the constitution of your company set out in the memorandum of understanding, and you know consult a lawyer to ensure enforceability. But if you have these rules regulated and whatever, it still doesn't prohibit you from falling on hard financial times.
Mm. Yeah.
You could invest last year, you can't invest this year. What now?
So I think then you're right about that institution, that constitution rather, that it's very much important. What's your advice then, Philip, to those that find that in a group and they want to manage this thing better? Because there are scammers out there as well.
Yes. So that's why. But remember, stock fells are culturally ingrained in South Africa mm. as a way of investing and mm-hmm. saving.
Mm.
You know, it's almost like gambling.
It is.
And people feel, well, I think it sort of pushes the right buttons as well. You know, so it feels like you win. But with this, it's more, my advice would be to, you know, invest in your own knowledge. You know, check a couple of webinars online. Ensure that you're buying the right kind of properties for your investment portfolio. Ensure that you've got the rental strategies ironed out. Ensure tax compliance. Ensure you've got a bookkeeper that checks, you know, if everything's running well. We even have an app in South Africa, Stockfella. I don't know if you've seen that. So there you can track your contributions. And it's important that everyone it's transparent, and you get your Excel spreadsheet every month to ensure that, you know, everybody's on par. And yeah, so the problem though is if you use the bank using the Stockfell mechanism, you can still do that. But now if I can't pay the bank, now I risk, also, you know, falling on default. That means all of us are now affected.
Sure. So think it through and just try to apply some of these pointers that Philip was able to share with us this morning. Thank you so much for your time, Philip. We're out of time. We're going to leave it here. That's broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.